There are two ways you can approach my ebook. You can either approach it as a consumer, because it's got a vast wealth of resources that you can have a mooch through and find things that might be appropriate to your needs. Or you can approach it as a producer, somebody who's going to produce those resources for consumption by others. It does offer the options for monetization, but educational content is perhaps not something that we're often looking for. It does mean, of course, that some of the resources that you find may require a subscription or require a payment. It's a little bit different to the ebooks that you might be familiar with in Kindle or Nook or whatever. These ebooks are meant to be viewed online, and they're highly interactive and can contain rich media. So it's not a static and it's not text at all. So it can be quite a rich experience with the materials that are produced from my ebook. The best place to start is have a look through their library and have a look at some of the ebooks that have already been created, and that'll start to give you some ideas of the kind you might consider. There might be resources and ebooks in there that you can use with your students. There's certainly some on physics. I've had a look for them, and I'll provide you with an example of one of those in the blog post. But you may be looking to produce ebooks. It could be a different way entirely of producing newsletters for parents. It could be getting a group of students together to produce an ebook on any topic that they're studying, any subject in school. It could be a recipe book that you're producing in which you embed audio files which describe how to produce recipes. It could be absolutely anything. It could be related to clubs that you've got in school and explaining what you're doing, or it could be explaining a particular topic. If you think that your students can produce material like this, then my ebook gives them a way of having an authentic audience. You will, of course, need to create an account in order to start using my ebook. When you do that, you can create your first one. The tools that it provides are vast in the range, so you need to be aware that they're going to learn in perhaps in 2 minutes, although it's a fairly intuitive interface. You can add images, and they can come from all the kind of social. You can add audio, you can documents, and they can all be added to different, completely different layouts on the pages. You can choose from some of the themes that are already there. You can start from scratch and build up your own pages. It's entirely new. It depends on your level of expertise and experience, and clearly on the amount of time that you can spare. Once you've completed your book, you can choose to publish it in different ways and decide how private it is, and then you can share it with the world at large. And they can have a really interactive viewing experience.